This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in four deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The list of cyber attacks on federal government agencies continue to grow. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says are the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. The Justice Department says that a number of email accounts were accessed, but it doesn't believe any classified systems were affected. The court system says its case management system was apparently breached. Investigators are still working to find the extent of that compromise as well. The Departments of Commerce, the Treasury, and Homeland Security have also been attacked, according to officials. A statement from several federal law enforcement agencies blamed Russian-backed hackers as the source of the ongoing cyber attacks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
National Football League playoffs start this weekend. On Saturday, the Colts are at the Bills, Rams are at the Seahawks, and the Buccaneers are at Washington. On Sunday, Ravens at the Titans, Bears at the Saints, and Browns at the Steelers. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chaos in the Capitol, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff. I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff and the process, and they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as America the day after is still wondering what the heck happened yesterday in the midst of... votes being certified, electoral college votes being certified, and a needed debate that should have taken place, but was set aside because of what happened in the Capitol. Dan Perkins is with us right now. Dan, talk about a lost opportunity here, because we're not solving the major issue. I mean, you cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater here. You have 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump that believe, whether they say so outspokenly or in their hearts at least, that this election was stolen. And the Congress just did not want to hear what Senator Cruz had to say in terms of responsibly conducting an audit of the election.
Bill, I have to relate to you a conversation that took place in my household yesterday when my wife asked me, do you condone what took place at the Capitol? Mm-hmm. I said, no. She was absolutely shocked. She said, why? Because it didn't start yesterday at the Capitol. It started 4 years ago.
Right.
When the left decided that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president and he was going to ruin their agenda that Obama put in place, and they had to get rid of him. What you saw yesterday was the power of the people. And I don't really care who was at the, who was there. It's really a matter of understanding the frustration, the anxiety, and the fear that has many millions of Americans right now in its grasp, because they don't know what country they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The elites have had their way here, and they're teaching us a lesson. We're being conditioned. Never again are we to think about, even consider, electing another orange man into office. That if it is not one of their own, then you've got hell to pay.
Right.
This is what we're being conditioned to.
You know, and I have to tell you, I was absolutely outraged at some of the Republicans who were criticizing the protest. And I said on a show yesterday afternoon, wait a minute here. Where were the Republicans in the outcry of what happened with 100 days in a row of riots, burning, looting, and killing in the state of Washington,
right?
Or things that took place in other places, New York City. Where were they? Why all of a sudden are they so upset when the roosters come home?
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at it and said, well, if you look at it, yeah, maybe there were some windows broken, but it wasn't that businesses were destroyed.
Right.
I didn't see cars on fire. I didn't see trash cans burning. I didn't see Molotov cocktails being thrown. I didn't see fireworks being shot at the police.
Look how they walk through Monument, through the Monument Plaza there. They were all walking in the middle of the stanchions. I mean, they were just, like it was an organized look and see, and they were observers, enjoying the Capitol buildings there as observers. And it was all very, very peaceful. And I had made that comment to a friend. I just said, look at this. I mean, if it was really Antifa, I mean, this was before really all hell really broke loose, but had it been Antifa, those stanchions would have been, thrown up against the wall. There'd have been spray painting. Monuments would have been pulled down because there were people there with ropes and that sort of deal. And I think one commentary expert alleged had made the comment that, well, this is the Republican way of protest, or Republican way of riots. It was all very peaceful up until the moment. And of course, now we have four people died. One was shot by Capitol Police, and I guess three others died as a result of some medical complications.
So what do we wake up to this morning? Twitter's decided they're going to ban President Trump from Twitter for the rest of his term.
Right.
You know what? No, what the point is for me, Bill, nobody's arguing. Nobody's saying, wait a minute, how can a private corporation decide that the President of the United States will not have a forum to speak to the people?
No,
I don't understand.
When I say big whoop, I mean it in terms of not surprising. Our avenues of free speech have been cut off time and again. The president, every time he sends out a tweet, there's a qualifier. I mean, this is all, a bunch of growing BS that has been thrust upon the people. And the people need to wake up, because if it can happen to the president, you know what? You're easy. You're nothing. The elites have taken over, and, what needs to really be looked at very closely is this elite ruling class. The elite ruling class was never intended to be part of our U.S. Constitution. They have carved out ground for themselves, and they've taken very good care of themselves. And this is what this is all about. And Donald Trump came in, and he put a wrench in their spokes, and they were none too happy because they knew that they were going to be exposed. And, of course, now all that exposure is going to be set aside. All the investigations, Hunter Biden, investigations into the Biden family and communist China, and even with Mitch McConnell and his wife and others that, Peter Schweizer has written about, all that goes by the wayside until...
Right.
Until maybe the next time, if there's somebody else,
right, or 2022, if we change the leadership in Congress, that the Democrats lose power and the Republicans take over, then you could possibly see, but I agree with what you're saying, but I still come back to I wrote a commentary probably a month and a half ago. And I sent it around. You might remember it. I said that the election was one of the saddest days of my life, because I really felt like I lost my country.
Right.
This country now is not anything like it was when I was growing up and maturing as an adult. It's a country that I do not recognize. And I really think that people still don't understand the magnitude of what Biden and his team did to steal the election from from Donald Trump by creating a situation where you had the ability to manipulate the vote. I mean, nobody's talking about whether or not the mail-in ballots. I have a business associate who lives in Atlanta, and I spoke to him. I've spoken to him several times during this runoff campaign. And he said, Dan, you can't imagine the number of drop boxes all over the city of Atlanta to put in your mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
So nobody's talked about whether or not whether the election was corrupted. I do know that after the general election, and I've got the quote, Stacey Adams,
Abrams.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Abrams said that she had 630,000 votes in her pocket.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. How do you get 630,000 votes in your pocket 2 days after the election for
exactly
runoff?
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
He's a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, syndicated radio host himself. Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan, you know, there are some people still with a conscience and elected officials. For example, I don't know if you read this, but Georgia Representative Vernon Jones, a Democrat. He was so appalled by what his Democratic Party did to rig the elections that in real time, the votes magically changed overnight once again in Georgia during this runoff. Not talking about it because, again, you know, going with that commentary that I wrote about forced voter fraud acquiescence, we're just being forced to accept the deniable, which is unbelievable. But Vernon Jones has enough morality and conscience as a Democrat. He just said, I can't handle this. I'm switching parties. And he became a Republican faster than a Dominion machine could flip votes.
Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi has one less constituent on her side, so her thin margin is getting thinner. And we'll have to see what happens in the Senate. As I mentioned to you, there was some conversation about, well, you know, Joe Manchin, and there's some other very moderate, you know, representatives, right, senators in the Democratic Party. And I think that if Manchin or maybe even Mitch McConnell should make the call to Manchin and say, look it. It's not going to be a big, you know, alternate universe choice for you to consider becoming a Republican. But if you do make that decision, I'd be happy to give you whatever it is you want, including a statue with holy water coming out your left ear.
How about a statue in Statuary Hall?
Exactly.
Statuary Hall.
Exactly. Yeah, why not? You know, go ahead.
No, I think you're right, and I think that there are still millions of Americans who don't understand because they never heard about it and what's going on. Seem to be appalled about what happened yesterday, and I wasn't appalled at all. Mm-hmm. I think that it was freedom showing its at times its ugly head, but it wasn't that ugly compared to what's happened under the Democrats in cities after cities in the United States over this last year.
Mm-hmm. This is a result of people not being heard, Dan. You know, I shared this analogy. Somebody had said it's like a marriage, and I said, exactly right. I mean, if your wife or the husband realizes or, you know, comes to a conclusion that, hey, look, it, I keep saying stuff, you're not hearing me, well, guess what? There's going to be a riot in the house. That's inevitable. And so this is what's gone on, is that, like you said, this has been a long time coming. We've heard a lot from the left. You know, I even used the analogy. I said, look at Black Lives Matter with less than, what, 1%, 2% of the country. They've been given all kinds of place recognition and forgiveness. And here you've got 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump for president. And what's wrong with this story that less than 1%? Is the tail shaking, you know, the dog of the 75, you know, million people? Mm-hmm. Is that what's going on?
Right. It's as if the Democrats have told the Republicans, you no longer count.
Right.
We have figured out how to get whatever we want, whenever we want it, and whether it's through machine or stuffing the ballot boxes or whatever it is. And I put a lot of blame, Bill, on the state legislatures who didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
To stop the abuses that were going on.
Where's the courage?
That we're not.
Yeah, exactly. And to allow somebody to come in and go around them, do an end run, which is what Eric Holder and these Democratic operatives went in with all their attorneys. And then I'm going to the Republican Party going, wait a minute, you guys knew this stuff was going on. It's like the same thing that happened in California with all the ballot harvesting. You didn't know ballot harvesting was approved by the governor of California and why we lost so many seats? I mean, you talk about a mess. In those midterm elections, you know, even with Paul Ryan, I mean, Paul Ryan, you can't even talk to, you know, all these Republicans say, don't, you know, look at, don't retire right now because we got too many seats up. We need incumbents in this place. Let's, you know, okay, for some of you, let's do some qualifying here as to who should retire and who shouldn't. And, you know, I mean, it was a perfect storm of idiocy. You know, you just let all these people, you know, retire. You leave these seats open, and then you're asleep at the wheel, and you allow the governor of California to legalize ballot harvesting, and you and suddenly you don't, you know, you're not participating in that rule. That's like going into a Super Bowl game, and you say, oh, you know, the ref said, you know, 5 yards is as good as 10. And you're still playing, you know, as 10 yards, you know, it's like, what?
Right.
You know, it's like stupid. How do you win the game that way?
You know, and I agree with everything you said. I guess I'm still stumbling with how do we fix it?
You got to get the elites out of the way, Dan. Dan, you got to get the elites. That elite ruling class is a danger. They've been dangerous for us, you know, for we the people and the Constitution for a long time. They are operating under another Constitution. They say the Constitution, which is ridiculous. I mean, to hear him yesterday, oh, we're here to preserve the Constitution. We preserve the Constitution. Come on. You know, I'm not a mushroom here. We see what's going on. What you're preserving is the elite establishment. That's what you're preserving. You're not preserving the interest of we the people as enumerated clearly in the Declaration of Independence in our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah. And we those of us that are our observers of what's going on saw after the election the power of the deep state that's still in play
in Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And that's something that has to be dealt with. And I don't know how we do that. I really look at Joe Biden and, you know, I still can't believe that the American people voted 12 million more votes to Joe Biden than they did in the first term of Barack Obama.
Yeah. Well, you have to suspend reality and check your brains in somewhere else. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We all know that. But when it comes to cheating and vote manipulation and ballot stuffing, you know, that they've done, there's Jovan Pulitzer. I don't know if you've seen his presentations at all. This guy is the guy that invented the barcode that everybody uses, right? He's got more patents than anybody. He's a super genius. And he says that he can prove the validity of votes in a matter of minutes. And so if the government was really interested in holding to voter integrity, they would turn these ballots over to his team, and he can give you clear numbers. I mean, the rest of this legal wrangling that's going on and on, you know as well as I do, when things get immersed into the legal minutiae and the buckets of gum, we could be arguing this 10, 15 years down the road because,
right.
You know, their attorneys know how to obfuscate and do all this stuff. I mean, look, we need to get down to the facts, Jack, and be able to analyze this and do an audit that Senator Cruz was talking about. But I don't think the audit needs to be done by people in Congress, people who have a self-interest in preserving the status quo. This really needs to be done by an independent, as much as possible, apolitical group of people who can really analyze these things with the current technology. And this is what Jovan Pulitzer has. He says that every ballot has a mark on it. It has a mechanical mark on it, and that will tell you where it originated from. And you don't need to violate people's privacy or anything like that. You just run it through the system. You can analyze very quickly if, in fact, that ballot is legitimate. If, in fact, like, for example, what was expressed that there were a number of ballots that were pre-printed, that the oval dot, which was only for Biden only, no downline voting at all, it was all consistent as if it was printed on a page. And not to mention the fact that some of these ballots use different paper. Well, wait a minute. You know, we're supposed to be using, you know, the paper. It's like our monetary system. It's like our dollar bill. It has a certain imprint, certain consistency, so that we know when we're dealing with fraud or forgery, right?
Right, right. You know, I think that, to me, the greatest representation of how bad the election process is, and I think it was Georgia, but I can't be for sure. It was a close vote, and the voting commission came out and said, "Well, we found 12 additional votes in the desk drawers of one of our clerks."
We got to leave it there. Dan Perkins, thank you, buddy.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in four deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, we the people need to mount up a revolt here in such a way that our freedom of expression is protected. I don't know if you've heard the latest. I mean, you got Twitter already blocking President Trump. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have said that they are taking Donald Trump off the platform indefinitely, at least until he's no longer the president of the United States. Can you believe this? This is happening in the United States of America. Michael Rechtenwald joins us now, and we're going to be talking about this Great Reset, which is part two, the corporate socialism, and we've seen it on display here. It's no longer a theory. It is now at the doorsteps of America. He's the NYU professor of liberal studies. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be here.
So what is going on with our country? I mean, forget about freedom of speech anymore. The president now is not allowed to utilize. I mean, it was already bad enough that they were, restricting his access, his Twitter feed. They were putting disclaimers on it, and now Facebook. And now Facebook altogether, Zuckerberg, has made the announcement that, the president is no longer welcomed. I mean, does that mean the president and 75 million people have voted for him as well?
Yeah, that means basically the silencing of an entire, a huge contingent of the American population, in effect, because he was a megaphone for many people's thoughts and desires, what they really want, what they advocate for. And silencing Trump is a major blow to freedom of speech, to liberty.
Well, welcome to the world, the yellow brick road of socialism and communism. Here we are. I mean, this is no longer, as you say, something that's on the horizon. It is here amongst us now.
Yeah, I mean, they're using this event yesterday as a pretext now for ushering this in as if it's going to be an improvement over what we've had, when really what we've had has been fighting for what we're losing, which is basically the American way of life. So, and that includes, of course, our principles of individual liberty and free expression and free association and freedom of movement. All of this is now definitely at risk, a great risk. I think it's actually going to be curtailed very, very soon for the vast majority. So we're looking at the inflection point right now. We've just reached it.
Right.
So this is the inflection point at which the jumping off into this whole new reset economy, reset social body is all underway.
It's a not so brave new world, isn't it?
No, I mean, we thought 2020 was bad.
Mm-hmm.
2021 doesn't forebode very well at this point. However, we still have each other. We still have our own voices. We still have platforms like yours. We cannot give up. We cannot surrender. This is exactly what they would like us to do. They would like us to be totally demoralized at this point, and we can't allow it to happen.
Yeah, Michael, I wrote about this last week in a column titled Forced Voter Acquiescence. I mean, this is what's happening. We are being compelled to go along to get along. And it's not just this. I mean, look what's going to happen with vaccinations. It's not that far-fetched to consider that, you know, travel could be limited. Ability to purchase goods and services could be restricted because we choose not to participate in a questionable vaccination program.
Right, here we come. Here come the medical passports that we were concerned about, and that, in effect, will be the equivalent of the Chinese social credit scoring system.
Exactly.
It'll be the virus is being used as a pretext for implementing this new social credit type scoring,
and
who knows? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and they knew under a Donald Trump presidency that would never happen, but with Joe Biden, soon and very soon.
Absolutely, and we can expect, unfortunately, I think there's going to possibly be a universal lockdown for some period, seemingly just long enough to knock out the rest of the small businesses that are still in existence. It's just, we're going to be up against it, Bill. We really are.
Well, in preparation for this, Michael, like you say, we've seen this on the horizon. You know, what are we to do? Meanwhile, I mean, over a million people showed up in D.C. to demonstrate their unhappiness with the status quo. And look what happened. Four people are dead. One woman, innocently, without a gun. I mean, she's shot. I mean, you know, dead. I mean, are you kidding me? Here it is. You know, we went through the summer of love and all these riots from Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And, that was kind of, I guess, mostly okay, according to CNN and others. But here we have this situation taking place. And I think that, the American people are at that point where we've had it. We can't take this any longer.
There's the double standard being held against Trump supporters or lovers of liberty is just unbelievable. Of course, Black Lives Matter and Antifa rampaged for 9 months on end, effectively ripping up American cities, burning them to the ground, also shooting people all over the place, mugging them, kicking them, beating them. And this was ignored or excused, even valorized in some cases. So,
right.
And yet, we don't even know who is responsible for these shootings in D.C. It could be the police. It could be Antifa infiltrators, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be used as a pretext to squelch the Trump contingent. And
yes.
I think it also marks the divorce of the Trump contingent from the Republican Party.
Clearly.
Because Trump is basically going to be exiled from the party now.
Right. Well, that's clear. Mike Pence took a, you know, three giant steps backward, mother may I, other Republicans, you know, the Hill is reporting that, you know, the problem with all these riots that it was Donald Trump that incited, you know, what happened yesterday in the D.C. Capitol. And I didn't get there based on what the president said. You know, they can call it dog whistling or whatever they want to call it. You know, he said several times, you know, that this must be a peaceful protest.
Right. And, you know, this is not to mention the conditions that this contingent, the Trump supporters have been under. We've been facing draconian lockdowns that are destroying businesses, livelihoods, and liberties. We've had censorship on the internet, like unbelievably, asymmetrically applied to Trump supporters and conservatives. We've had nonstop propaganda and lies from the mainstream media, squelching of all these stories that have that had implications for Biden. We've had all this pent up rage because this is a group that has been utterly claimed, disparaged, mocked, you know, completely had their had the elite's nose thumbed at them, basically
right.
Treated like complete pariahs. And it's no wonder that a million people who represent another 79 million, I think, mm-hmm. showed up in D.C. And if indeed there were Trump supporters who breached the Capitol building, it really doesn't surprise me that much because there is a revolution underway that is their revolution, a socialist revolution, and these were simply counter-revolutionaries.
Exactly. No, that's a good point.
Connect back to our revolutionary history that freed us from all these, from tyranny, in effect.
Well, the elites and the political establishment can do what they can to try to quiet those voices, but without clear communication and resolve and resolution of the complaints that they hold to, Michael, get ready. This is just the beginning of more to come. More from Dr. Reckonwell after this.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're visiting with NYU professor of liberal studies, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. Michael, for the left and the socialists in our country, they are moving full force. They feel like, based on the elections, questionable as they may be by 75 million voters, they feel like they've got a mandate to execute the Great Reset. Explain to our audience, because we're starting to hear more and more about the Great Reset, what this means and where this is originating from.
Yes, okay. Well, it's originating from the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. These are the propagators of the agenda. What it means is a switch to a new kind of capitalism, they're saying, from shareholder to stakeholder capitalism. And what this means is that they're going to drive all production and distribution to these major corporate players who are bought into this Great Reset and their climate change agenda and their COVID response agenda. And this is going to create, I think, in the end, a kind of two-tiered system of corporate monopolies on top with socialism for everybody else, effectively. Mm-hmm. This is because they're going to eliminate small business as much as possible. We've seen that happening through with the COVID response measures that have utterly destroyed millions and millions of small businesses. I think the Foundation for Economic Education has said 50% of small businesses have already been eradicated. This will continue apace. It will accelerate. In fact, John Kerry, who's going to be very instrumental in Biden's administration, has said this is going to come a lot faster than we think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you mention about the destruction of small businesses, let's just take a look at other socialist communist countries, like, you know, the communist Chinese. How many small businesses are in existence there?
I really don't think many. I think it's largely state-directed big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You follow the mandates of the state's directives on what to make, how much, and so on and so forth. So this is the kind of economy. I think China is the model for the globalists. They look to China and said, look, they've got the best of both worlds from our standpoint, that is, they're making a profit. They're making profits, but at the same time, they have this complete totalitarian grip over the population. And I think we're going to see the implementation of the same kind of technologies in the same ways that are now in existence in China with smart city surveillance, you know, so the equivalent of social credit scores through the medical passports that'll restrict our movements, probably detainment even of political dissidents. I mean, that's where it could go.
Exactly. What is this going to do regarding the happiness quotient of everyday Americans?
Well, that's a great question. I think this speaks to our, you know, the way of life to such an extent, you know, that will, I think we're going to see like a new immiseration arising, like a new higher misery index, because you're going to have people that are living in basic subsistence conditions with little mobility, little opportunity, and so, and probably, although they may forgive debt as a sort of an exchange here to sell over your freedom, people are going to be basically immobilized. So, I mean, how do those prospects sit with most people? I think they don't sit very well.
Well, welcome to the world of mediocrity. I mean, entrepreneurship is going to be dead. I mean, talk about frustration and the misery index going off the charts. You know, I mean, this is, you know, this is the problem, you know, Professor, that I've had from day one with the basic psychology and foundation of unions, because everybody needs to be paid the same, that kind of mentality. It's all about survival.
Right.
We've got to make sure the continuation of the union is paramount and at any cost and at all costs. And for the sake of a so-called regular paycheck, you go along to get along. And if you are an outstanding employee and you kick at the goads and just your natural creativity and instincts makes you shine above others, the rest of the rest of the employees will bring you down and disenfranchise you.
Yes, that's right. I call it a negative egalitarianism. It's equality achieved through subtraction, basically subtracting the best qualities that people have, making them utterly useless or even making them non-existent through technology.
Exactly.
This is really what it's about, and there of course it crushes innovation, it crushes motivation, it crushes entrepreneurship as such. And the worst part of it is, Bill, it absolutely fails. It has to fail, because without creative innovation, we don't have wealth production, and effectively we have a stagnant, static economy that will not grow and eventually will collapse.
Well, the Pilgrims found that out very early in their experience, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely. You can't live with enforced equality of outcome. It doesn't work. It has to be enforced by force. It has to be implemented by force. And it can't be maintained without the state and its strong arm coming down on people in many ways through regulations and through, you know, all kinds of prohibitions in effect. So
exactly.
That's really what the Great Reset will mean. And this is being embraced by Biden and world leaders elsewhere. And even signed on to by major corporations. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. Mm-hmm. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy empiricists.
Exactly. Professor, I don't think people understand that the push to a globalist, a one-world management organization, this has been going on for decades. And, you know, President Xi, others are just chomping at the bit. They've invested heavily in the United States. They've taken control of the media, entertainment, just about every institution, our educational systems with the Confucius Institute, and that their tentacles run deep within our country. And they have affected the psyche of our country, and they have... they've sold us a bill of goods, at least with enough people, that they're willing, and of course the leadership, to give up the principles of our U.S. Constitution for this globalist concept. I mean, to me, this is sedition at its raw level.
Yeah.
And it's not being called out. I mean, this is a seditious movement by the elites, by Joe Biden and others.
Yeah, this is the real sedition that's underway.
Yes.
Of course, the opposition is going to be painted as sedition. But
yes,
this is really where the sedition has been, a campaign on the part of the Chinese of ideological subversion. After getting people into an economic stranglehold through their Belt and Road Initiative, etc., they are then using those entanglements to then propagate their ideology, their political way of life. And they see this as a way to spread, to expand socialist state rule across the globe.
Now, this is really obvious. A little bit of critical thinking is required, personal investigation to look into it, and the age-old axiom of follow the money. Follow the money and
right.
see the tentacles of the communist Chinese treasury and wallet, and whose back pocket and which politicians have a handle on those tentacles and the wallets coming from the communist Chinese.
Yeah, just for an example, Fox News is owned by Disney,
mm-hmm.
and the holding company of Disney is owned by a Chinese company, so at least 51%. So we're talking about major influence in what was thought to be an independent, even right-leaning political apparatus or news agency, which mm-hmm. is now seen to be utterly compromised.
Exactly. Well, how much longer does Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham last? Because they seem to be, the holdouts there at Fox, and it's a matter of time, I think, before maybe they are slowly but surely eliminated.
Yeah, unless they acquiesce, I think that'll be the case. But they may make a professional calculation and effectively sell out, and that would be a real shame.
Right.
It would be a much greater shame than they... Well, it would be a much greater shame than holding on to independence of thought and letting the chips fall where they may in their careers. I hope they're not purely careerists and that they have an interest above the print, that they have principles that stand before such interests.
Well, there is a reason that our founding fathers made it clear that we needed a free and fair press, and they have abandoned their mandate from our original documents, and this is part of the problem that we have right now. Investigations that should be taking place will not take place now. The Biden family will be exonerated. They will live another day. The Clinton Foundation and all the shenanigans they've been able to get away with, Nancy Pelosi, other political individuals, even Mitch McConnell and his wife,
right.
what right. needs to be discovered there. And again, it seems that all tentacles head east to China. What do you say?
Yes, I think China is... people have made... They've made a deal with the devil where China's concerned. And thinking that they would ultimately be able to control their destinies, while in bed with China. But I think they're going to find out that their calculations were...
Well, Dr. Michael Reckonwald has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. The final.